We've been given a story problem here involving use of radioactive iodine and how it decays, so take a second and read through this problem carefully. And the thing that will probably jump out at you most right away is the fact that we've been given this formula. In this case, the function a of t equals 14e to the negative 0.087t for a being the amount of the radioactive iodine that remains after t days. Right now, the fact that the exponent is negative, and the fact that they also tell us that this is going to be a problem involving decay, is going to tell us that our amount of iodine is going to get smaller as time goes on. So as t gets bigger, the values for A will get smaller. So take that into account when you're working through parts A and B that both ask you for amounts of iodine. Now for part C, now it's asking us for how long it'll take until half of the normal amount is remaining. Now we're changing from looking at the amount of iodine for our answer. Instead, we're going to be finding our variable, which is located in the exponent. Right, so when you're looking for, remember, at some point in the process, then you are going to be using logarithms to get your answer.